This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Big word on the street. Newt Gingrich on top of Trump's VP list. What do you think of that? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And joining us from our virtual green room from Talk Media News, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I hope Gingrich is his VP because I got a nice picture with him a couple weeks ago in the Fox green room. And Newt Gingrich put his arm around me and said, are you sure you want to take this? I said, yeah.
I love it. Perfect. So now you and I haven't spoken since this definitely became official, but you and I have been talking about this whole Trump thing. And as you said, some of your more liberal friends said, look out for Trump. He is the real deal now, isn't he?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I think I said to you that I had spoken to a very high person in the Democratic Party in September. And they said, we want to get run against Trump. And I said, no, you don't. Be careful what you wish for.
And sure enough, look what happened.
That's right. And in terms of the Hillary race with Sanders, you know, the more things change, the more things stay the same. It's like, and the band played on, it doesn't change.
Yeah, so in saying that, even though on a Tuesday you got a couple more in Bernie's back pocket, he still doesn't have anywhere near the delegates. He's going to take this all the way to the convention, though?
Well, he's got 300 left. Now, so far, Hillary Clinton is winning handily in California, but we've seen that divide slip away very, very quickly. So I'm not so sure that we aren't going to see that kind of thing happen again. And if he comes in with more delegates than she does, those superdelegates are going to have a very hard time doing their thing.
Yeah. In the meantime, as we, you know, watch all of that unfold and we talk about VPs for Trump, if it's not Newt Gingrich, who do you think it is?
Oh, boy. I just don't know. I mean, he might look at a woman like Governor Martinez of New Mexico, who's a Republican. She's Hispanic. You know, he's going to have to, A, have somebody to bring the party, but somebody who's also going to bring in minorities. Now, his choice of Chris Christie to run his transition campaign, transition, if he does move into the White House, I mean, I just don't see that. But, you know, Christie is not exactly the most popular governor to ever walk across the planet.
Yeah, boy. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, then you look across at what we were just talking about, Sanders and Clinton. So Clinton gets the nomination. Who do you think, honestly, is her person?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the Ohio senator, Democratic senator from this great state of Ohio. There has been some talk about one of the, I'm blocking on their name. One is a representative and one is the HUD secretary. They're brothers, but they're Hispanic. And I'm having a senior moment on the name, but there's been a lot of talk about them. Castro brothers, yes. So yeah. One of the Castro brothers, particularly maybe the HUD secretary. So that's certainly been one of the talk. I just don't know. I mean, and you almost never know. This is very internal. And I think right now, even though she says she's going after Trump, she's got to worry about Sanders at her back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so it'll be wild to see all this finish up. Thanks so much, as always, Ellen.
Thank you.
Fun to have you on the show.
You got it.
Ellen Ratner, the best, man. I'm telling you, she has her finger on the pulse of what's happening in Washington, D.C., covering so many campaigns. I can remember talking to her at the Republican convention in Tampa, and she said, boy, this is my last one. Not quite. This is what happens. That's not it, you know? It just keeps coming back. It's in your blood, I think, more than anything. All right, so listen, as we move along here on this hour of the show, besides talking about, obviously, what's happening on the campaign trail, who should be the VP, I said this before, if you had the choice and you could pick the VP for Trump, who would it be? Bob Ney told us yesterday that he thought a good one would be Newt Gingrich because he embodied all of the elements of conservativeness that people wanted. Does he really? Does he embody all that? And that he certainly had people who were friends and could help. Let's put it that way. And then you get to the question of how much does a VP really swing the card, but how much can it put you in hot water? It's like the Sarah Palin question. Sarah Palin, help or hurt McCain? Dan Quayle, help or hurt? Help or hurt? Bush. Vince. Dick Cheney. Help or hurt? Bush 2. VPs can have all kinds of effects. You think they're kind of like the understudy? And that's what they are. They're really, in a way, the understudy. If the president is out, what is the VP? They're there to jump in and take the spot. That's what they are. They are waiting in the wings. They're the just-in-case person. Now, they could have agendas, and they could be advice dolers and all of that. But officially, and if you think about it, why do you have a VP? That's the reason why. Why? All right, from VP to a chunk of history, as I feel like I've got to mix this in right at the top, as I am passionate about sports and politics, Steph Curry wins the unanimous MVP award for the 2015-2016 NBA season. Significant here? Oh, he's a Superman. We know that. We saw what happened with the Warriors last year. We're seeing what's happening this year. But you think of Michael Jordan. You think of so many of the great players, Kareem, Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, the list goes on and on of tremendous NBA players. Michael Jordan, of course. Larry Bird. Was there ever a unanimous choice? And the answer is no. That's the slice of history. He is the first person to do that, the first unanimous MVP in NBA history. Think about it. He got the total points across the board. Came in first everywhere. Behind him, so total points, he had 1,310. You have to go to Kawhi Leonard from San Antonio with 634. Then LeBron James was 631. And so on and so forth. Not one person, that's what you got to think about, not one person voted against Curry. Wow. That's incredible. The first guy to ever do that. I mean, the 13th player to win MVP awards, multiple times. But to be the first guy to ever be completely unanimous, you got to love that. I do. I think it's cool. He's the everyday guy. I like the everyday guy. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, what's happening? What's the buzz on the front page next?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
To the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let me see. As we examine what the top headers are, and I say the top headers are, is if you picked up one of those old-fashioned things, the newspaper, here's what some of the top headlines are that you would see. Okay, so the New York Post says, stop the coronation. She's unraveling. And when they say stop the coronation, she's unraveling, of course, they're talking about who? Hillary Clinton, of course. The Post is the best at headlines, by the way. There's a paper that never says die. That and the USA Today, because when you travel, that's one of the ones you pick up. But that's what it said. Bernie wins another primary. Trump ties Hill in the swing states. And that's what it's all about. Hillary Clinton and her losses in West Virginia. West Virginia, 51% went to Bernie Sanders, 36 to Hillary Clinton, projected winner, 37 delegates. In the end, she still has more super delegates though. See, that's the thing. I mean, that's the problemo in the end. That how can you win if you don't have the supers? And with this crazy grid, this Rubik's Cube of primaries in figuring out who's getting what chips on the table, that's what matters for the Democrats. And what's interesting, and this, I'm going to throw this in to go along with the New York Post Stop the Coronation headline, which there was a crown that was not quite put on her head. Reuters did a rolling poll. On the rolling poll, they look at all different polls, and that's why they call it a rolling poll, and it's every single day. And in the rolling poll for Reuters, for Hillary Clinton, the selection for president at the 2016 presidential election was between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Right now, Hillary Clinton, 41.3%. Donald Trump, 40%. This is a nail biter. Anybody who thinks that they don't really need to go out and vote, you need to think again. I hope we have massive, massive amounts of people that vote. Absentee ballot, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because these votes are going to matter. That's the part that matters. All right, let's give you a few more headers. Let's go to Chicago. A lot of you listening to us in the great Midwest. And the Chicago Sun-Times, they usually go, if they're going to go big, they usually go local first. And, of course, newspapers are still being read, if not the hard copy. They're being read online because they're trying to always wiggle a few bucks out of us when we want to go check out a few stories, as you know. And so in the Sun-Times, they did have one story that was national, and it said, Sanders' West Virginia win makes up a little ground on Clinton. Then they went local. State Supreme Court, shocker, Cook County judge removed from case. That's a big one. And then also ex-Congressman Reynolds says he wants to plead guilty in the tax case. It's Chicago, after all. Politicians and shenanigans are always going to make the cover. I mean, always. In that city, anyway. All right, I'm going to give you another one. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Here's the Washington Post. The Washington Post pumps out some decent journalism, right? Once again, what do they have on top? Sanders wins in the West, wins in West Virginia, extending race against Clinton. And then they went local and they said a first look inside the Smithsonian's African American Museum, stunning views, grand scale. And then the other thing was Ted Cruz built a brand on being the most hated man in Washington. Now what? And they wrote about what they called the obstructor in chief. That role didn't get him to the White House this time, but it could it be useful down the road? Set out to Dan in the great state of Texas. The Midwest. We go from the great Midwest to the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am getting full. I'm eating some rice pilaf with chicken and a speckled sauce. Oh, my God, girl. I'm laughing.
I like what you said, special sauce. It's all about the sauce sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I am a brilliant person at making sauces as well as other things. Now, speaking of a sauce of a different kind, Hillary isn't going to be the nominee. Hillary is either going to cop out on the grounds that her little throat is killing her and she's got cancer and she's dying. My God, look how ugly she looks when she's on TV. And that voice of hers. Oh, my God, nails on a chalkboard. Ugh. And then Bernie, he is a rice in case. He's headed for the graveyard. I mean, they won't let him go in there. The guy is going to be Joe Biden as future president of the United States coming in to save the Democratic Party with none other than Barack Obama as the vice president. Because Barack isn't about to give up power, and he ain't going to let his agendas go down the tubes, Obamacare and all the other things that he wants to keep going. No damn way. He's going to try to cement this for the next 8 years. If they can keep Joe alive, and if they can't, well, he gets to be president anyway. Now, you and me are going to make a fortune when you do that naked walk. That map that I've got set up, we'll do it with the people that, you know who I'm talking about, the dollar type people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'll just make a fortune, Kate.
Oh, that's it.
I got some jokes for you, but I can't tell right now. I got to get back to my food. But tell Grim we love him and we miss him, and get back on the phone in good health. And same to you, my love. You are my friend and my future wallet filler-upper.
I like that, wallet filler-upper. Getting back to his sauce. Dan, thanks. So Dan says, listen, the jig is up for Hillary Clinton. You heard some of the headlines I read about Bernie Sanders in West Virginia. Is it true? Is it up for her? Well, this is it for her. If she doesn't win the nomination this time around, there's no other time she's running. 2008 was when she thought she had this shut, open and shut case. And then along came Barack Obama, and that was it. It washed her away. So this is the only chance. After going through two terms with Obama, this is her chance. She's either in here or that's it for her. We're not going to see her as president and or running for president. And I'll tell you what, I think these polls are right. I think it's just that close. So that means there's work to be done on both sides. If either, you know, in this push-pull, whoever wants it, let's see, because I don't think it's going to be a handover easy thing. I just don't. It doesn't have the earmarkings for that. It has it for unpredictability. That not so fast. Don't assume you think you know what's happening. Because how can you really know what's happening? And the answer is no. It's a given that this is not going to be easy on any sides. It's not going to be easy. All right, so when we come back, a new doctor emerges in the Prince investigation because it's all about prescription pills. And did you know that prescription painkillers make up now 80% of what people are checking themselves in to facilities for? That's staggering to me. With everything that you could be, heroin, etc. No. Prescription painkillers. We're talking about them. Do you take them? How do you stay not addicted? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Something that you think is funny and entertaining, right? But you also have to realize that you're following a very funny president who's got jokes, too. So
yeah.
You have to be aware that, well, I want to make sure I'm not going to do something he might do. So there's a double thing going on there.
All right, that was Larry Wilmore. Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. He was the guy that was the last one to jump on the correspondence dinner. In other words, the comedian that was hired to jump in. And he, by some accounts, he was funny and others not so funny. And I thought he had a tough job anyway of following a guy, a president who was funny. And I think Michael Loftus really summed it up best, how tough it is to be in that role. You know, Bush was very funny. He said that too. And if you go back and you look at some of those correspondence dinners, they're just hilarious. He was great. Even the first lady was drawn into it, and she was deadpan funny a couple of times when, you know, Laura Bush, when she got up and interrupted him, oh, that same old joke, I've been hearing that forever. And there were just really funny moments, and I thought, of course, Reagan had some funny moments during his time, and, you know, this is kind of the deal where they can get back at the media in a sense. They can just rip on whatever the current event is. And that's the idea, that they've been doing this correspondence dinner forever. So that was the last one for him. And it made me think of who is really funny. Comedy is a tough thing. I mean, who do you think is funny? I'm going to ask you that, America, right? Who is funny? Who makes you laugh, period? Even if it's old comedy or new comedy or whatever, who makes you laugh? 855-266-5283. I think laughter is the best medicine of all. Seriously. 855-266-5283. And I can appreciate a good comedian, that's for sure. So, Patrick Eggdorf, who do you think is funny?
I have a couple picks. For a modern day, I like Louis C.K. a lot. He has some...
so do I.
Yeah, he has some really good observational humor. Always classics like George Carlin is also really good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that says something about you. So you go old school and new school. Louis C.K. has he's got a television show, and I think it's hilarious, and it's exactly what you said, observational humor from everyday things that you just don't think about and weird scenarios. And the funny thing is about Louis C.K., he had the opportunity to go and do comedy, write comedy for somebody, and where he could have made a bunch of money when he was struggling much more. And he decided he was going to go do this thing himself, and he really pulled that show together, and that just exploded for him. And he's done a bunch of those comedy specials, and I think he's hilarious. I like Amy Schumer. I know some people are iffy on Amy Schumer. I like Amy Schumer. I think for a young comedian, I think she's great. I like some of the Tina Fey stuff. She has kind of a quirky way to look at things, and I think she's funny, and she's written some funny shows. 30 Rock had a lot of funny moments in it, but she's also done a bunch of spin-offs. Some of the comedy that she's written and done has been really, 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 really funny. I'd also say, like, that she did this thing, Kimmy Schmidt, that's out there, and I think that's the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and I think that's pretty good stuff. And I also would, and the woman, by the way, in that show is Ellie Kemper, and she plays that beautifully. I would say, oh, gosh, and for guy comedians, I think Will Ferrell can be funny. It just depends on the situation. I think he's great at some of his imitations, and he's great at that humor where he works off stage. I also think, and some people are iffy on him, Ricky Gervais can be funny, but he is a cutter, definitely. He gets away with it because it works for him. It's like what Michael Loftus said. I mean, here's the deal. If you are that kind of comedian, whatever it is, whatever the joke is, then you have to keep selling it, and you can't bag out on it. You have to be brave enough to keep doing it, even if it seems like it's falling flat. And Ricky Gervais is that guy. He totally can... crosses the line, but he gets away with it for the people that know him because that's what he does, and he does not back down from it. I think old school, even Carol Burnett, if you go back and on TV Land, they have her shows, and she had some funny stand-up variety kind of stuff what they did on her show, I think was pretty hilarious. And some of the people on Saturday Night Live have bombed, and some have been really, really entertaining over the years with the news segments. And again, that's a personal thing as to who you like on those news segments or not. I mean, that's what's so interesting about politics. There's so much ridiculousness that's happening, especially these days. And it's, you know, listen, there's some serious effects of who we elect and who's on the Hill and, you know, who the judges are, basically, in our three branches. But there's so much material there that could, sadly, when you want to cry, that you could use to be funny with. And this is when I think comedians really earn their money. Those that are doing monologues that can come up with some of the most bizarre spins on what's happened daily and the daily grind from every step along the way to the primaries, all the way to we hit the front doors in Philly and Cleveland for those conventions. So if you want to whip that in, you can. You can also tweet it to me at Real Radio Talk. So Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Who is funny to you? And you just heard what Patrick had to say, and you heard some of mine. And I like comedy, so I could pick out a whole bunch more. I like a lot of the young comedians. I like some of the older comedians. And, you know, funny's funny. What works, works. You know, it's hard to imagine this, but this was coming up today, that, and I asked this of Justin at the top of the show about the Osama bin Laden and the fact that now they're releasing some more stuff, some more footage, I guess, on the bin Laden trail. But 5 years ago, there's a question, and it was on one of the websites, I think it was CNN, it said 5 years ago, the U.S. killed Osama bin Laden. Did it matter? And you know, what's the answer to that? Did it matter that we killed Osama bin Laden, that the U.S. Navy SEALs got him at that compound in Pakistan, in his compound? Because look what's happened now with ISIS, the crazy Islamic extremist threat that is spread all over the place, what we've seen happen in Brussels, what happened in Paris, these terror attacks, the crazy reach of ISIS, what analysts are saying, that there's going to be this resurgence in the in this year that could pose a much bigger, longer danger to the just the world globally in general. So nailing bin Laden, the fact that they got bin Laden, did it do anything to deter what we've seen terror-wise? I mean, 2011, think about that. Bin Laden was killed. That was a decade after the attacks of September 11th. And remember, that was the whole thing. We're going to get vengeance on the people who attack America, no matter what we have to do. I mean, that was the promise that was passed from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. So at that moment, to me, I think we have not forgotten, or I have not forgotten, the 3,000 people who died at the hands of his organizing efforts. So to me, I think it was imperative that we got Osama bin Laden. I think of those babies that grew up without fathers, and there were a lot of them who had no, you know, never saw their father because they were in a tower or on a plane that just was sadly at the wrong time for that attack. So to me, I think yes. I think they had to get bin Laden. Did it change anything? Did it deter anybody? I don't think it deterred anybody. I mean, it goes back to that old saying, if you cut off the head of the snake, more will still grow. And you're going to be going, you know, it's whack-a-mole. We're going after this person, that person, drone bombings, all of that. But I think absolutely it mattered to get him, no matter who it was, to me. You have to constantly try to decimate whatever the leadership, the core leadership is, despite the fact that there's always going to be an offshoot or somebody else that tries to be an imitator. I mean, listen, ISIS is making it clear that they want to develop some kind of a chemical or biological capability that they can use against the West, right? Tactically, they're thinking of more ways that they can infiltrate or influence, same thing, other would-be terrorists in other places in the world, too. So did the death of bin Laden deter anyone? I would say, it didn't deter anybody. But I think it was completely necessary. From my point of view, as somebody who was in New York City and watched that horror show and watched the pain up close and personal, absolutely. And I think most of you didn't have to necessarily be in New York or any of those places to feel that rage, frankly. You can throw in your 2 cents. We'll take them next. 855-266-5283. Look at this show. We go from who's the funniest comedians to bin Laden. Wow. Hang with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. Know that you feel the
same. All right, let me catch you up on what we're talking about here on America Tonight, Indiana. This should be it, the last nail in the coffin for Ted Cruz, because Trump is all over this. Hillary Clinton is just going to roll on. And now, in any of the polls, people are saying, yeah, it's Clinton and Trump. Yeah, it's Clinton and Trump. Pretty much that's what we see. Unless somebody tries to upset the apple cart at the Republican convention, it's not going to happen at the Democratic convention. Although, there may be some sway with Bernie Sanders and some of his ideas, but I think that's it for feeling the burn. You can feel it petering out, even though there's still excitement for Bernie Sanders among a lot of millennials. There's not enough to push him into the driver's seat as far as the nomination is concerned. And ha-ha funny. Who do you think is funny? I mean, listen, when you want to go and get a laugh, is there a comedian? Is when these movies come out, we do these cheap movie reviews, you see there's a pattern as to who are in some of these movies. Do you go and see a movie because someone you think is funny, like a Kevin Hart's in it, or a Will Ferrell's in it, or somebody else has produced something that you think is funny, and no matter what they pump out, you're going to go and see it. And Osama bin Laden, it's things come in threes. Osama bin Laden, after 5 years and his death, are we better off on this elusive war in terror? Let's put it that way. Let's go out to Dan, listening in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. This little girl had a whole bunch of kitties down at the store, and she was giving them away. And this woman walked up. She says, oh, those are the most beautiful kitties I've ever seen in my life. What are their names? It says, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and George. says, "Eeny, meeny, miny, and George, what happened to Moe?" He says, "There ain't going to be no Moe, Daddy shot like Mama Cat."
But I'm pumped. That's good. I like it.
Okay, I'll have another one for you tomorrow night. Now, Bin Laden, praise to Obama for doing the thing that was necessary. I applauded him at the time. I still applaud him. I think that was one of the greatest revenges that America ever could celebrate. We danced in the street. We patted each other on the back. We said, "Yeah, baby, yeah." And I still hold those sentiments. Good riddance to bad rubbish. As
Absolutely.
Far as the rest of the debacle that our beloved president has got us into in the Middle East with his wanting to change things for everything from the Brotherhood in Egypt to kicking out Assad in Syria and his involvement in taking away the troops when we had Iraq totally pacified and under our rule in a sense that they would be pushing forth with a democratized form of government in their country, which had never been tried, but they seemed to like it because they even went and dyed their fingers in the ink to show that they voted, even though there was death threats against them. It was an absolute bummer of a bad move by him to pull out, and now he's put in almost 4,000 troops when he had 4,000 troops there to start with.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the funniest comedian. I with Jonathan Winters, once upon a time when he was beginning out, he went into an elevator in San Francisco, pulled out a hand grenade and said, "Everybody goes when the whistle blows," and you should have seen the 250-pound men trying to jump through the skylight. When they found out it was a fake, they beat the hell out of him, held him as a arrested person, called the cops, they took him to the court. Court said, "Mr. Winters, why would you do something like that?" And he says, "Well, I want to get noticed, and I'm a comedian." And the judge says, "Mr. Winters, that is not funny."
I didn't know that story. That's great.
That's a true story. It really happened. That really, really happened. It was one of the first things that got him on the front was what he pulled up right there. And another one was Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor was great. Now, there's a political situation. To do my threes. Trump has got it. I voted for Cruz. As you know, I was a Cruz supporter, still am a Cruz supporter, but I will vote for Trump in the final election because we cannot, as a nation, survive 4 more years or even 8 more years of Democratic rule. This country is in dire, dire straits. We're $19 trillion in debt. $22 trillion is when we no longer are able to even pass our own money amongst ourselves. We will become the Weimar Republic. If you know anything about history, you know what happened there. Whole wheelbarrow full of money and you couldn't buy a loaf of bread. That's what's coming for us if we don't change our trajectory in this political situation. This country needs to get the people back to work and not on the dole that we're just piling up debt and letting everybody slide. And if that doesn't happen, honey, I'm telling you, we're in for the darkest days, back to the 1930s and even worse.
Oh, boy, and that's a terrible thing to think about.
Well, you know I'm
rolling
right.
Back.
You know
yeah.
I'm right.
I don't want to roll back. I'm sure you don't want to roll back. Nobody listening to this show wants to see that happen. Ugh, the worst. I mean, here's a great question for you. What do you think our best era was? When people, when you could have a vacation, you could have a job and have
space. Yes, but we can't do that now. It takes a wife and a husband working full time and the kids being babysit by somebody else so that we can still maintain the same level of life that we had back in the
70s.
In the 50s. My dad used to make $1,500 a week, and we lived big time. That was huge money. And we had a mansion in San Jacinto. We had deep freezers. We had a clear full of meat. We had everything. And because of his alcoholism, we lost it all. So I know what being in a very good position and being in a very poor position is.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to go back, that's for sure.
Okay, and that's where we're headed if we don't get our ship righted in the right way. We have got to get it back to the situation where we're not taking out a certain and Obamacare. 1/5 of the economy would be run by the federal government if we keep Obamacare, and that keeps every man and woman in this country under the thumb of the government. We need this off our back and out of our lives. Baby, I'm telling you, that's the way it's got to go.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Obamacare thing. It's just abysmal. Dan, thanks. I'll give you a great example. I have a friend. She built a company from the ground up where she was a single mom, and she had a great idea, and despite what everybody was telling her negative and telling her not to do it, she did it. And to her credit, she built it to the point where she franchised and got some more and got some more, and has like 16 different locations now. And you know, and here's the thing that's interesting. So she was giving the employees that she had health care, and it was good. They were getting a good rate. They could afford it. The health care was fine. Then the Affordable Care Act was passed. Suddenly, they have to pay $14,000 a month for their employees to insure them. But what happened was the employees have to take her insurance. They have to take that company's insurance. They can't do the Obamacare thing. It doesn't work. They have to take hers. And as a result, because of what they've offered her, it costs the people more money. So the people who work for her, who she didn't want to do that to, had good insurance, liked it. It was fine. They were very happy with the rate. And now they have to pay more. And they have no choice. So to me, it seems as though, it doesn't seem, I know this, it's the people that can really take it the least that are getting squished. I mean, I get it. If we're talking about somebody, and then there's the other part of it, of qualifying. So, you know, I would say this on the air, from what I understood in all those trips to Washington, well, somebody's destitute, but gosh, they could at least have health care, and they need health care, and then if they have to go to a hospital, emergencies, whatever. But that's not necessarily true, because there still is a certain amount of money that you have to make, that you have to pay whatever, even if it's a tiny amount that you have to pay, you have to be able to qualify to pay it. And then they ask for a trillion documents because they want proof of everything, and of course they do, because people are just grabbing things, getting on things, and it's just a nightmare is what it is. I mean, just a nightmare. And it has really crippled so many people that you don't even know what your health care coverage is. So the other part is, if you get sick, it's like a doctor said, and we've had doctors on the show, like Dr. Elena George, who I love, who's come on the show and said, you know, what's the best answer? Well, just don't get sick. But can we always help if we get sick or not, even if we do preventative measures? The answer is no. There's no way to know that, right? We're just spitballing. Thanks so much for listening to this show. Remember, you can tweet me anytime, day or night, 24/7. We are wide open. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Thanks to the guy in the back row, the kid in the front. Yeah, you over there in Indiana. Oh, you got a big one coming up. Thanks.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.